from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They fired Mark Eboli.
Right.
The Athletic fired Mark Eboli. How many days before NFL season starts?
27 or something.
26, 25, whatever the days is until NFL season starts. Mark Eboli out of a job. Hottest free agent. Well, looks like I just became a free agent, is what Mark Eboli says there. If anybody's looking for a veteran Steelers NFL writer with 22 years of experience, feel free to reach out to me. DMs are open.
They're probably bored at this point.
A lot of people are in the journalism world will probably point out that first sentence there. Well, looks like I just became a, because the A in there.
Like, authentic.
That's, he's speaking.
Yeah.
That's bingo. Transparency. That's Eboli football.
Voice to talk.
Just know that Eboli's going to be okay. Eboli's going to be A-okay, and we may or may not have already been in contact with Eboli, and I know we're not the only ones.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. The guys on the Pat McAfee show today pissed off that Mark Eboli's days at The Athletic are over. However, having listened back to that now, I was going to start Mark by saying my condolences, but maybe I need to change it to congratulations on all your success if it's true that he's already been contacted by The McAfee show regarding a potential gig there. Is that accurate, Mark?
I can neither confirm or deny that at this point in time.
How about him saying others have already reached out? Is that true?
I cannot confirm or deny that. Well, you know, the worst thing I did was open the DMs, because for every one good one, you get 35 people that are said, I'll pay you nothing to come on my podcast. And a bunch of supportive fans, too, so I can't really say that. So, yeah, there's been a couple people reached out, and I'm still trying to figure out what's going on here. So,
do you think a role with the McAfee show is possible?
I guess. Why not? Potential. We'll see how that goes.
Would you have to move to Indy?
No.
No?
No, I just purchased a house 9 months ago, so that throws a little wrench into things, too. So, we'll see. I honestly don't know what's going on right now. It was kind of a...
Well, can you tell us, just as much as you're allowed to say, give us your side of what happened, basically? Or do you have to go with, I can neither confirm nor deny any of this?
I think our listeners just want a tiny bit of tea, because they realized that you were gone for like a week and you weren't on any
one
of our shows.
I had one friend
of mine.
And they
missed you, Mark.
I had one friend.
Eboli takes.
Eboli, I did have one friend of mine, a girl I went to high school with, whose dad is a religious listener. just ask me if you were okay physically. And I said, as far as I know, Mark is fine in that sense. So yeah, people were concerned by your absence.
There's a lot of that. I guess I give them reason to be concerned a little bit because I did get a lot of, are you okay? I hope your health is fine. Yeah, I'm fine. Well, fine as it can be. And I really don't want to go into this, to be honest with you. It was a decision that they made, and I disagreed with it. They didn't, and that was about it. You know how this stuff goes. I don't know if you guys are.
Did it come out of left field?
Well, knowing that I haven't been around for 12 days, it couldn't have been very much out of left field. But before that 12 days, man, it was upper deck coming out of left field. I'm like, whoa, what's this?
Man.
But hey, move on, better things ahead, hopefully, right? Yeah, I'm thinking of this. What are you thinking here? I was giving this a thought.
Okay.
Tony, Mueller, and Kaboom. What do you think?
I mean, I'm telling you, Mark, we're not. Well, we'd have to compete with McAfee, though. That's the thing. Like, we're gonna be.
Yeah, Pat. When Pat drops his,
we're gonna have a hard time matching the McAfee offer.
Yeah, when Pat drops his wallet, enough money comes out to like fund our whole station for the year.
Put it this way: I neither confirm or deny this, but there could be opportunities of other stuff, even if. You go to Indianapolis for a while, if you know what I mean. Mm. There could be, put it this way, I'm not going to be a one-trick pony like Mike Wallace. I'll be able to potentially do multiple things. So,
a diverse Kabbali.
Is it diverse in terms of mediums or media, or is it Mark Kabbali going to branch out and show us baseball writing chops?
Pirates beat.
You don't want to hear my baseball. I've been telling you about the Buccaneers.
I've heard your baseball takes. Yes. What about basketball takes? I don't know. I was wondering what you meant
by
Mark,
that. Well, Mark, the post that you put out there, it said, if anyone's looking for a Steelers/NFL writer, and I wondered if that meant you would be willing to either go cover another team or if you were looking to cover the league more at large.
Well, I'm just trying to put some fillers out there, see what's out there. I didn't know that I was going to get a lot of responses, so...
Mark, it got a ton of responses. Over 1 million people have viewed that tweet.
Usually those numbers are reserved for one of Pony's terrible predictions.
I think it's 2 million impressions now, but who's looking, right?
It's 1.6 million, but I mean, I am looking at it right now, so.
No, because I don't have a laptop anymore because they disabled it instantly, so.
Wow.
Now, of course, I'm merely trying to make a flippant remark, and now I feel terrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there listening, get Mark Kaboli a computer. Maybe we can try to set that up for you.
Yeah, I'm looking to purchase one now, I guess. So I forget. Well, you know, I even got a call from somebody in Dallas. I don't think I want to move to Dallas. So I'm.
It sounds to me like you are, for as much as this might have been a messed up situation, is there part of you that thinks, Mark, that this might eventually end up being a blessing in disguise?
Well, let's hope so. I mean, you don't want to think that it goes the other way. I'll be working at Walmart as a greeter coming up, right?
I don't think that would be your best use of your skills.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it were a non, you know, journalism
job. Don't put me
down
as a reference for the Walmart greeter position.
People would say to you, like, hey, how are you today? And you just say, you know.
I wouldn't do anything. Like, you ever see that... meme of that guy patting down people going into a bar.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yes, yes. You'd be that guy. Yeah, you would be a...
Carrying out four TVs.
You wouldn't be a stud for loss prevention is what you're saying.
Here's a random one. Nick texted in and said, ask Kaboli if Ron Cook has reached out to him about this.
No, Ron Cook has been quite... I mean, I think he's been silent. I got in a couple hundred text messages and a couple hundred... You know, speaking of that, Joe Starkey FaceTimed me. I'm assuming that was a mistake. So I did not answer because I didn't really want to FaceTime with Joe Starkey. So that
it might not have been a mistake. I didn't see. Now I have to try to dig myself out.
Mark, what's going on here?
Yeah, Mark, I can't believe this, Mark. I did not text you because I did not want to be like the one bothering you, going, "Come on, man, what's going on here?" I did not want to be a guy prying because when something like this happens, I don't want to be the person who's seen as I'm swooping in like a hawk to try to get the tea. Now, I feel like my compatriot on the other side of the table here is very much a hawk.
I was respectful because I do care about Mark. I didn't say anything I thought that was inappropriate.
Well, I mean, off the air, I can tell you what happened or what's going on. I don't think it's for public consumption right now. I don't think it does anybody any good right now.
I agree. When you write a book later, Mark, you can put it all in there. Did you even feel like watching the game on Friday?
Yeah, of course I watched it because I was still employed at that time. So I was definitely watching it. Kind of interesting game.
What did you? What was your first impression of Fields in a game after having watched him in practice?
My first impression of Justin Fields is, if you're looking for a reason why he would not start the season, I think he showed it to you right there. I think he showed. If you got a defense of that caliber and a run game and the offensive coordinator wants to run the ball, you cannot turn the ball over and you got to convert third downs. They're able to push the ball down the field a little bit, which was good, but you can't. I still blame those on Justin Fields. Ball hits you in the hand, you probably should not fumble. So if anything's going to be something that holds him back, it's going to be his history of turnovers, and we saw it right away. So that's the main thing that jumped out at me. Okay, he threw the ball well. I mean, it's hard in, three series, but you just, especially with this team, you cannot turn the ball over.
You think that they want to try to lock him up to a deal here on a one-year thing, and that's why they're giving him all this time to try to prove himself, and they just want to get something that everybody would be comfortable with?
Yeah, I think they're evaluating him right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're doing a good job. I mean, they know Russell Wilson's going to be 36 in November. They know he doesn't have a lot of time left here. You'd much rather find out about Justin Fields. The worst thing to do is find nothing about Justin Fields until it's too late.
So that would explain why in these practices, now that Wilson's healthy, Mark, it's still split with the first team and not like it was with Pickett and Trubisky, where they were where it was all Mitch with the first team?
Nothing. I mean, I've obviously been up there a while. I haven't been up there in a while, but I've been there. And just Russell Wilson probably could have practiced about 8 to 10 days ago.
Interesting.
You're telling me that Mike Tomlin goes to him and goes, no, just sit down. We want to see what's up with him. Oh, by the way, you just lost your job because we told you to sit down because we want to see that. I can't see that happening whatsoever. I think they just want to get a feel for Justin Fields if he can work through some of those issues that they've heard about, they've seen on tape. And I don't see there's anything wrong with that whatsoever. I think you'll see a big difference with Russell Wilson starting the game on Sunday. I think you'll see him play pretty well.
How do you think the MCL sprain with Fautanu affects their plans for who's going to be their starting tackles week one, Mark?
I saw Jerry Dulac reporting that they had him. He's the starter, which he should be. I mean, he is that talented. I mean, you could tell right away in the first week or so of camp that he was a guy that he was miles ahead of Roger Jones, say, from last year, of how advanced he was. But this injury, I mean, it has to throw a little curveball, you would think, right? I mean, he's not going to play against the Bills. He's not going to play against the Lions.
And he did not have a great game against Houston.
No,
let's
he did
be
not.
Honest.
So all of a sudden, you got 2 weeks span to get ready for Atlanta. Does that push you back? Does that change the plans? I would think that, I guess, how quickly he can get back on the field would help. I think they've saw right enough of what they saw in practice already says, okay, he can be the guy, but can he get that knee healthy enough by week one?
Well, it sounds like it sounds like, from what I understand, Mark, I think this is the story everyone heard, that he wanted to keep playing and just said, can I get a knee brace? And that's when they're like, oh, wait a minute here. So
tough guy, huh?
Well, tough guy. I just wondered, too, if he could be back. Everyone keeps saying 2 weeks, myself included. I'm wondering if it's a lot less than that, potentially, and they're not too concerned with this,
yeah,
7 days from now.
I mean, I don't – what is it, MCL, I think?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Basically,
I mean,
a slight MCL issue.
Which is, Malzy, didn't you have an MCL?
No, I blew my meniscus up, basically, which –
And your problems are limited to Achilles, Mark. Your knees are fine, right?
Achilles and
yeah, we could play a game of Operation Pony. Doesn't your back hurt all the time?
It's better now.
Oh, good.
Now I'm questioning myself why I went from L.A. To Pittsburgh to the doctors to practice the next day. Then, never mind. I was going to make a rip on
I feel
my
like,
employer, but I did.
Yeah, you shouldn't. You took the high road, and I feel like
that's going to serve you well with your next stop, Mark.
Well, it is going to be probably McAfee's show, so he'll probably be able to roll around in the mud if he so desires, and they'll have fun with it.
Mark, do you think
Peyton
Wilson is getting a ton of snaps when the season starts in Atlanta?
I don't think so.
No?
I mean, not right now. You see, I know people talk about his, well, a dime backer. He's going to be the dime backer. He's He's quick. We all know that. But I'm still questioning his run-stopping ability. I know in the goal line play last game, he got run over pretty good. I think he needs to shore that up before he gets a ton of snaps there. I mean, there's no problem with just going with Robertson Queen right now and fold him in when you need him. But I don't think he's a guy that's going to come in and play 40, 50 snaps unless it's absolutely necessary, unless one of those guys get hurt. So I think, once again, you're trying to get him as many reps as possible now, because you don't need those from Queen. You don't need those from Roberts to get him ready just in case, because what happened last year? Well, they lose 3 or 4 inside linebackers. So I think he'll be a situational guy early. Maybe later he can expand that role a little bit, but I still think there's some work to be done there.
Mark, all your fans and readers were upset when they saw that news today, but it sounds like you are going to land on your feet and then some. And don't forget about us in all this.
Oh, okay? No,
we'd
man.
Like more Mark.
Number one in my book.
All right.
I see. I pitched Starkey the Starkey and Kaboom show, and he ignored me, so I'm going to have to go to Dorn and Adam next.
Well, go see Donnie at Dino's tonight at 6. He's out there.
No, I might run into somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, all right.
Oh, all right then.
Mark, good stuff.
All right now.
Thank
all
you.
Right, we'll see you guys.
Yep.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.